I'm Mike Thornton, the Group Chief Risk Officer of AMP, and I've got the great pleasure in chairing this session on risk appetite. Clearly a subject I'm passionate about, as I was presenting on this yesterday, so it's clearly a popular subject for me. The format of this is two 20-minute presentations with the guys on my right, who I'll introduce in a moment, and then about a 15-minute Q&A session. As with the previous sessions, if you do have questions as we go through the presentations, shoot them through via SMS on the following number, 0417 125 300. I was hoping that was going to be on the screen there, but it's not. It's 0417 125 300. Hopefully everybody's got that by now. Our presenters are going to be discussing what makes a good risk appetite statement, how we make sure we get the language right and get the terminology right, the use of risk appetite in strategic planning and in determining how we want to position the taking of risk across businesses, the requirements of CPS 220, and the work of the General Insurance Working Party. We'll be kicking off with Stephen Britt on my far right. Stephen's an actuary and also is a CFA charter holder. He says he's spent most of his working life trying to figure out the interactions between assets and liabilities, and that involves professional work in Australia and Asia, North and South America, the UK and Europe. So he's clearly been doing this in a lot of parts of the world and been doing it for over 30 years, including consulting in pensions, investments, property and casualty. He currently leads IAG's capital modelling work and continues to work on the asset liability interactions within the investments area of IAG. Stephen will be handing over to Jim Christodoulos. Jim works at NAB, and he's responsible for oversight of digital, direct and third-party channels in Australia. In prior roles at NAB, he supported the Group Chief Credit Officer in developing a risk appetite framework for credit risk, and has also worked on credit portfolio strategy, including the creation of a nascent credit portfolio management capability in Australia. More generally, he's also worked on group risk appetite frameworks for all risk classes for the NAB. So two guys who were both well equipped to talk to us on a very interesting subject. And with that, I'll hand over to Stephen.